My brothers and sisters in Christ, today in these past few days, we've been hearing Jesus commissioning the 12. We got their names and then the instructions that Jesus has been giving them, that he's sending us, them and all of us out like sheep in the midst of wolves. He knows that there are ravenous wolves in the world. There are those who would put us to death because of the news which we call good news, announcing to them. And yet he has made us sheep on purpose. He's called the sheep because sheep are innocent and they are true to the call of their shepherd. They are following a shepherd. And so this is essential so that all the other sheep in the world may be able to follow Christ as well. Jesus is doing this very much on purpose, sending out the sheep in the midst of wolves, because he knows that the other sheep too must follow him, and this is the only way it can happen. And today we celebrate one of the most, the dearest of all of those sheep that were ever called, St. Kateri Tekakwitha. Usually when they canonize somebody, they have to make a proof of the number of virtues that they have. There are usually three of the great virtues, for instance, humility, perseverance, long-suffering, etc. When it came to studying St. Kateri's case, the people who did her canonization easily found 10 virtues in the life of this faithful virgin who suffered so much and walked and suffered diseases in order to be close to Christ, give up everything for him, would go to Mass early in the morning when she was finally able towards the end of her life. And the other Native Americans who were close to her said that when she was at Mass, they could experience God close to their hearts. They felt very close to God. And she loved our Lord in the Eucharist. And the great miracle that happened in her life, amongst others, is that when she died, the diseased part of her face, which had left her scarred for all her years, as she entered into the presence of God, was miraculously healed. We have an image of St. Kateri on the facade of our cathedral. You can see it when you go out. She is to be an image to us of the good sheep that followed Christ in the midst of all of the wolves, to draw close to Christ, to answer his call, to be a faithful follower of his. This is what we long for, to be in the arms of our Father, like Joseph was in the arms of Israel, to be able to see the good things of God and to go in peace. This is what we long for. Kateri saw her father face to face in the glory of heaven immediately when she died. Let us pray for that same grace for us, that we could even now catch a glimpse of Jesus face to face as we receive him in this Holy Eucharist, just like Kateri did each day when she came to Mass.